All right. Welcome, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic. Thank you for joining me today. I am doing well. It is Friday. It is Friday the 10th of June. I hope today find you all well. Happy and healthy, and feeling right. I was just starting a podcast to see how everybody was doing, to do a little update on the energy of this upcoming week, and all those fun things. We may do a couple quick mini card readings here in a little while. So, thank you for joining me. If you would like to find me, you can go to wholeeshift.com. You can contact me. You could see all of my links for the social media, including TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, group, page, Twitter, as well as the Podbean link if you are catching this live off of Instagram later. But I was just coming on to see how everyone was doing. I see there's a listener on the podcast. We'll see if we get anybody on Podbean or on Instagram Live. I'm going to go to my website real quick and tell you guys about the daily card if you have not seen it today. Now, the daily card today was from the Oracle of the Rose deck. And the card is... Okay. It's a fertile void. Patience is the key, sweet soul. There are times when we must be a hermit, where we go within. We are, or we have released the energy that no longer serves a good purpose. And we are focused on what our higher self has been showing us. We're setting foundations within. It may not seem like anything is happening, yet the magic is in the void. Honor the love, the loss, the lessons, and the growth. Without your contentment with what is leaving you, you will not be ready or focused enough to see Source guiding the new beginning set before you. Your dream life is taking root. Allow the foundations of the future to be solid and secure so that you can fully embrace all that your dream life has to offer. Oh, you can't hear me? Well, that shit. Okay, I'm sorry. My apologies. Thank you for joining me, Foxy. Sometimes we have to go within and allow the seed to sprout. The card was a beautiful card. It had a seed kind of within the darkness of the soil and the breath of life being breathed into it. It's just a beautiful card. So if you have not seen the daily card, again, it goes to Instagram and Facebook, to the groups and the pages, at wholeeshift is the social media at wholeeshift, but my website is wholeeshift.com. That is wholeeshift. Okay? So, for the week, we've got some good energies going on this week, you guys. There's a full moon coming. And it's a full strawberry moon. And it comes on June 14th, early in the morning, Eastern time. It's not that early. It's about 7:52 a.m. Eastern. That would be probably about 4:42. It's going to be in Sagittarius. Now, this full moon is quite interesting because it's the first time that the full moon has been in Sagittarius and not been in a lunar eclipse. since 2019, so a lot of things are going to be coming to light or full circle moments. You're going to have a lot of realizations. Know that karma is clearing. A lot of the cycles that we have been in for quite a while are closing off and now starting anew. So the truth is coming out. We have new belief systems, freedom to explore new frontiers and expand your horizons. We've got optimism and all the wisdom that we've gained with all the crap that we have went through in the past. So now that we can step forward and move through that energy, know that it may be heavy as we move through this full moon, but it is coming to a closure. Greetings, Tia Ninja. How are you? Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Again, I am Poetic, known as Shauna, from WholeEShift.com. Go check out my daily card. Check out social media and all that good stuff, you guys. You can get a free reading if you get some more people to join. I have 189 followers in my group or group members on Facebook. Now, only for the group members on Facebook, once I achieve the 200 mark in group members, I will be giving a free reading away to whoever is in the group. We'll be doing a drawing, not one for every member, but we'll do a free 10-minute reading for whoever's in the group, whoever I pull. I'm thinking about doing that for the page as well. We're almost to 1,000 likes on the, or 1,000 followers likes, one of the two, on Facebook, which is quite amazing. I am kind of humbled by that. I have people telling me how much the daily cards help them and everything, and so it shows that consistency does pay off and that it's reaching the right people. Let's see. Next, if there is anyone wanting a card, I can definitely pull a card for you. Welcome, Simply. Thank you for joining me on Instagram and ABC. Thank you, George, Taylor, Free Conversation Lovers. Thank you all for joining me. I got my mini learning her tarot card readings down on next to me with her little table. She's going through the Buddha Wisdom card. She's doing so well. She's very content right now. All right, so Fox, you know, I have 26 decks. However, I set the other deck down and I don't know where it is at this very moment. Because I took it outside. Let's see. It's outside, honestly. I think I left it outside. So, we have 25 decks. Okay, so choose 1 through 25. 17. Alright, perfect. Now I'm going to count from this side over this way, not from this way over that way this time. Yeah? Hi, Mo! One moment. I am going to pull a card for Fox. So let me get that going first. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. It is the Starseed Oracle. It's one of my favorite decks. We'll shuffle the cards for Fox, and this is, if you would like to visually see what's going on, you can find me on Instagram. I am on Instagram at WholeEShift, WholeEShift, and you can see me live, you can see me pull your cards and see what the card looks like, see if there's any information that comes through the picture. That is an option for you if you would like to see it all go down, okay? So when I do readings for all of you newbies, I ask that you open your energy, your simple intention to allow me to connect with you, to pull a card or grab a message from Source, the Universe, Divine, God, Jah, Infinite Being, whatever you consider it to be that is out there. Just allow me to connect with you to pull a message from wherever. If it is somebody that has passed. I typically would not like to know your question or whatever it may be. I like to just pull and see where my intuition goes. So if you have a question or you're curious about a certain topic, I would not like to know. You can simply apply it to your situation. We're going to not take that card because it happened. I hadn't shuffled correctly. If it's meant to be, what is meant for you will not pass you. Right? Alright. So, Fox got two cards that fell on the floor. So let's see what they are. The Cosmic Heart and the Portal. So, what I'm getting, I'll show you these cards, but I'm reading it right now, and I'm just getting the information from them. I'm proud of you, your devotion, and your consistency, and your focus has made your life a moving prayer. You have set your intentions out there, and you have continue to do the work consistently. You've embodied the moving prayer. Even though, I mean, like the card today, even though you have not visually seen all the abundance that is coming forth because you're living in alignment with your higher self, doing what you love to do, it's coming to you. There's small little things that you see and it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to keep going because you're getting these little rewards, but you have to know that there's big doors opening for you. The portal tells you that you get to decide what you want to do. You get to decide the magnitude of your impact. That's your choice. Okay? Now, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to allow the fear? You hear her reading the cards. Are you going to allow the fear to keep you playing small and stay comfortable in your comfort zone? Or are you going to push the boundaries a little bit more, Foxy, and step out of your comfort zone and watch that catapult you into another level? That's what you've got to realize. So whatever you're going through, know that as long as you stay focused and keep your eye on your vision, that dream life, that picture that you have, that you've had for a while in your mind, that this is what's going to happen and this is what I'm going to achieve, is going to happen. Now realize that the fun part is the journey. Realize you're going to get there and you're going to want more, and there's going to be more things to achieve and more goals and more. There's always more. That's what this life is about, is always achieving more and getting more knowledge and getting more truth and gaining more wisdom and evolving and growing, right? So know that there's going to be another level after that, but that level that you've had in your head for a while is coming. So stay focused. You are good. It's happening for you. Okay? That is for Foxy, or if you completely felt like I was talking to you, that is your card. Now, I get into the zone and I start channeling and I don't even really know what I'm going to say or do, just so you know. So those are the cards for Foxy. If anybody else would like a card, I will be more than happy to pull a card. It's going to be a little bit of a short show. I have some errands to do. Hi, Tullian. I have some errands to go run. So if there's anybody else in the Podbean show that would like a card, if there's anybody on Instagram that would like a card, please let me know. If You would like to get a mini sample reading. Weekly, I am trying to put out, if it's even a 30-minute podcast, 15, 20, whatever it is, I'm doing the podcast. The daily card, you can shuffle through any of my previous daily cards and pull that card for any situation, question, concern that you may have at that moment. If I'm not live, or if you've missed me, or whatever it may be, go find me at the Instagram. Go find me on Facebook. Go to holyshift.com and scroll through the social media posts, because it does show you the Instagram feed on my website as well. And you can scroll through and see the different cards of the day and choose any which one. Watch that. Or look at that. I say watch that because most days I do videos. Read the card of the day. That can be applied to your day, your week, your situation, your question, whatever it may be. Now, I'm going to pull a card. I love you too, Foxy. I'm going to pull a card for our Tia Ninja. And she is Tia Ninja because, I mean, we got a Canna baby, but she doesn't need to be calling Ninja Blunt. Give me one through. Oh, I put it in the wrong spot, but it's going to stay there. I guess it was meant to be. So, 1 through 25. And it's never any trouble. Okay. Okay, this is 23, actually. Okay. It is the chakra. The wisdom of the chakras. Infinite wisdom of the chakra cards. For Ninja, Blunt Ninja, I will take a picture because I know you're not on the Facebook. I will send it to you. If you guys are ever in a podcast and get a card pulled and you want a picture of it, I am happy to do that. Just all you got to do is send me your email or your social media account and we can connect that way, and I will send you a card, a picture of the card. Sometimes on a lot of the cards, there's messages that I may not see that may be relevant to you for some reason. There may be like a bluebird, and your grandma used to sing or whistle with the bluebirds with you sitting on the porch or something like that. You know, it's, be sure to see the symbols because they are signs from beyond. There's communication from source, from your loved ones, from your higher self. They're always coming. Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Now again, if you ever get a reading from me, I just ask you to open your energy and connect with me so that I may pull a card for your benefit. That was a bot, but I'm going to go with the two that stuck in between, okay? Because this is like half the deck, see? So, I'm going to go with the two that stuck between my hands instead of the 25 that fell out. So, I am getting the first card is the throat chakra, and the second card is bear protection. You need to speak up. You need to allow your voice to be heard. Whatever you are holding back with whoever it may be, you need to let it be known. Stop holding back. You are protected. No matter what, you are okay. You're not going to lose out on anything. You're not going to miss anybody or piss anybody off so bad that you are not going to have that connection still with them. You will be all right. You are protected. You just need to speak your truth so it doesn't fester and eat at you. So, the bear is a symbol of strength, right? So that's what this protection is. It is two polar bears, and it's like a mother bear hovering over the baby. And I'm going to read the card. I'm going to read the book for you, too. But Lyric's trying to move around to get some more cards. Anyways, so the throat chakra is finding the opening of your voice and expression. So you're going to need to come out and speak your truth. The protection, the bear, tells us that you are strong, you have power, inner wisdom. Like Mother Earth, bear is a totem that represents the feminine qualities of caretaking and protection. You are protected. The bear's cave is a sacred space. The caretaking of the cubs involves watchful mother's eye to danger and threat. Most bears are assertive over their territories and create strong boundaries as a preemptive measure. Or as a preemptive means of protection, bears alert us to the need to take a break from outside sources and travel deep in the cave for cleansing through our own inward journey and introspection. The process is akin to hibernation. Again, that's like the cards of the day this last week and a half are telling us to go within, to take the time to really calculate what you're going to say, reevaluate what you really want, and set forth those plans so that you can achieve those goals. It's calling for a time for stillness before you speak. Know that you can find the right words to communicate what you need to communicate, okay? It will serve not just your best interest, but all involved, okay? Know you are powerful. Speak your truth. You are strong, my dear. I hope that helps. And Lyric was putting her two cents in. Hi, Maureen. Thank you for joining me on the Instagram. I know you are coming on Saturday, but would you like a quick card before I shut down? I'm going to set this over here. If anybody else on Podbean would like a card, I will definitely pull one for you. We've got this Lyric shaking the phone all around. Alrighty, you guys, if that is it for you, I completely appreciate you coming to the podcast today. If I have time this evening, I will come and do a clearing meditation, and we will completely go within for a good, like, 10-minute good clearing meditation and calming, and maybe a visualization practice too. For now, we're just going to bring the singing bowl. If you would like to hear that, or if you have headphones, be aware that that will come in just a moment. We'll do a clearing, a quick meditation with a clearing with a bowl. So be advised, there will be three loud sounds and then a continuous singing of the bowl. I don't want anybody to be mad at me for the harming of the eardrums, okay? Let's go. Alrighty, guys, I appreciate you joining me for this short podcast today. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate you all. I'm so glad you enjoyed your birthday trip, Mike. I appreciate you all for joining me today. Please go back and listen to any past podcasts. You may find a message in one of those. Check me out at www.holeshift.com. That is WHOLESHIFT.com. You can find links to all of my social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook group page, Twitter. You can also connect and find the Podbean podcast app and my link there to find all of my podcasts. We are soon going to be working on distributing it to all the other platforms and seeing how it goes there. So let's expand. I'm getting that feeling we need to expand. We're doing the hermit thing. We're allowing ourselves to get everything, you know, in control and calculating our goals and formulating our plans. Let's evolve and grow and connect. Okay? Thank you, Ralphie, WESN Network Radio. They are always a huge supporter. Also, please go check out the Old Man podcast. He is a great friend and supporter as well. I hope to see you guys soon. Maybe even this evening. Till next time, you all. Thank you so much for coming to the Holy Shift podcast. I am Poetic. And we got Minnie Poe here too. And we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.